Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. It's time to get your garden ready for spring, and let's take advantage of the late winter. These are the five things that I like to do in our garden. We clearly have not done them yet. We're at the farm right now, and as you can see, I'm kind of a little bit embarrassed. It's a little bit messy, but these are the things that we're going to work on in the next few weeks. One, it's time to start getting everything all cleaned up. Go ahead and get all the sticks, the debris, the pine cones, anything laying around. Take the time to get rid of it. You also want to make sure if you've got an excess of mulch, go ahead and rake out those pine bark mulch, the pine straw. You want to make sure that you allow airflow around your plants so that way things are nice and new. I promise you it'll help them. So first, get everything cleaned up, all the debris. Next, it's time to prune. Now, do not prune any of your things that are about to bloom. I know this gets confusing for some of y'all, but one of the things is make sure, like, you want to prune your limelight hydrangeas, but if it's about to bloom, like azaleas, forsythia, anything that's about to bloom this spring, don't prune it. You want to wait and prune those things after it blooms. But these are Fiskars, and this is one of my favorite things. And you've heard me talk about this tool a lot, but it's so super easy to use. But I'm gonna prune and work on getting all of my limelights pruned in our garden. So that way they'll be beautiful this summer. And when I cut my limelights, I actually like to make sure that I leave at least about a foot out of the ground, but whack them back. They'll be gorgeous this summer and loaded with all kinds of blooms. Next, it's time to fertilize. You want to fertilize anything that's going to be blooming. So one of the things is azaleas. I love azaleas. They're just such a southern traditional plant. This is one of my favorite fertilizers. I love anything to do with Color Star. I'm really just not trying to sell this to you, but it truly is something that works very well for me in the garden. They make the best azalea fertilizer along with all kinds of fertilizers. I know it works and I really want you to try it. The time to fertilize is early. To see a video of today's episode, visit www.CarmenJohnstonGardens.com for more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home. Be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.CarmenJohnstonGardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.CarmenJohnstonGardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.